Almost every day this week, we've had a monologue about this indictment of the Attorney General Liz Murrell, and I don't even know how to describe it. There's so many failures to follow the law, and we have the judge, Leon Roche, who's upset because some attorneys have called his court and others a kangaroo court. Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, this is absolutely incredulous what is going on at the present time. And it's amazing what the court minutes actually reveal. And when looking at the court minutes, it speaks volumes about judges on the criminal district court that have little to no idea what they're doing. And it seems as though they're very cavalier about it, and they really don't care. Posting of Facebook videos, calling out Republicans, the governor, Senator Jay Morris, and more importantly, Laura Cannizzaro-Rodriguez, as though she has part of the legislative process, which I believe is why he ultimately ended up recusing himself, because he knows that that video is going to cause him problems. And if the Judiciary Commission doesn't take action on that video, I don't know what they're doing or what they're thinking about. But this gets even worse, right? So when a district attorney under existing law right now, or let's just say in the month of June, let's assume for a moment this special prosecutor got appointed in June, which almost had to have been the case, if not earlier, because the attorney general was indicted on July the 2nd. The Code of Criminal Procedure article provides the following. When a district attorney is recused or recuses himself, the trial judge shall either appoint an attorney at law who has the qualifications of a district attorney and is not an assistant to the recused district attorney to act in the place of the district attorney in the case, or shall notify the attorney general in writing of the recusation. In the latter instance, it shall be the duty of the attorney general to appoint a member of his staff or a district attorney of another district to act in the place of the recused district attorney. The substitute appointed for the recused district attorney shall have all powers of the recused district attorney with reference to that case. So let's go to the minutes. And let's talk about how also Article 383, which was quoted by the Louisiana Supreme Court of the Code of Criminal Procedure, that an indictment is a written accusation of a crime made by a grand jury. It must be concurred in by not less than 9 of the grand jurors, endorsed a true bill, and the endorsement must be signed by the foreman. Indictment shall be returned into the district court in open court. But when an indictment has been returned for an offense which is within the trial jurisdiction of another court in that parish, the indictment may be transferred to that court. So Judge Roche believes that open court is as long as he's on the bench. But when we go to the minutes, we find something really interesting. We find that the ADA is listed in the minutes of being present during the return of the indictment. That is Abigail McDonald, who is an assistant district attorney to Jason Williams, who has recused himself because he's the victim, one of the listed victims in the indictment of the AG Liz Murrell. Now, when you recuse yourself, you have to sanitize the entire office. No one in the office can participate in the prosecution, in the administration, or anything relative to assisting the grand jury, the return of the grand jury, you're out. Totally. Unless you're in Leon Roche's court. Because you see, in Leon Roche's court, if I have to rely on this public document, this public record, that Abigail McDonald, a member of the recused office of the district attorney, was present. So how does this work? The judge gets to pick and choose who gets to stay in the court while he's in the court and open court? Because he didn't let anybody else in. Everybody else was out. Why would a member of the recused office be allowed to be in? And I'm curious as it relates to who actually did a lot of the prep work and everything else as it relates to Lori White. Because this is the second problem with these minutes out of Judge Roche's court. They have Lori White listed as an assistant district attorney, where Article 682 of the Code of Criminal Procedure says that this person that is appointed is not an assistant to the recused district attorney. So, yeah, I mean, we can't get the simple little ministerial things correct. Now, why is the kangaroo court the appropriate term to be used here? So as it turns out, just to complicate matters even further, this article 682, the appointment of substitute for a recused district attorney of the Code of Criminal Procedure, in the legislative session of 2026 was amended. And it was amended in House Bill 243. So as I was doing my research, I came across the fact that this was amended in this legislative session. And I now know why it was amended, because in this criminal district court, you will recall, under Judge Daryl Durbigny and other judges, we had situations that have been repeated here by Judge Roche. They obviously, no one actually knows what's going on in the other courts of this district court, because they wouldn't do these things. They keep making the same mistakes over and over. And I respectfully suggest that maybe the Louisiana Supreme Court ought to go over there and do a little tutoring so that everybody understands what the law actually is. So it was changed at the insistence of the AG because they kept appointing special prosecutors that were inappropriate. And in the case of Judge Daryl Durbigny, he appointed a special prosecutor, a criminal defense lawyer, not unlike what Leon Roche did, who is actually acting as a prosecutor in a case, but is also defending criminal defendants in the district court, which under Article 5 of the Louisiana State Constitution is prohibited. Pretty simple, straightforward language. You don't have to go through 3 years of law school to figure this out. And you would think that maybe judges would think about that you're on a slippery slope the moment in time you appoint an active criminal defense lawyer to act as a special prosecutor. Just a thought. Just a thought. So, do you think this meets the definition of kangaroo court? We actually amended this statute, Code of Criminal Procedure article, because this has been done over and over again in criminal district court. When are they going to get it? You cannot be a special prosecutor and a criminal defense lawyer at the same time with an active practice in that district court. It just doesn't work. So under the new article, under the new bill that that was adopted and will go into effect in August, you must notify the AG. And the AG decides who is going to be the prosecutor in these cases. Now, that presents a problem with the present set of facts, right? Because now the AG is recused, and I would suspect, and hopefully this is the way that it's going to end up working, the law is silent on it, is that the Louisiana Supreme Court then appoints the special prosecutor. Because we cannot trust some of the judges, not all, some good number of the judges on this bench. This never happens. Never. Never happens. Because they have this thing called common sense. And they seem to exercise that common sense. And it's not just busy work. They do some independent thinking, some reasoned thinking, when they make these very important decisions about appointing a special prosecutor. And if Judge Leon Roche doesn't understand by this point in time why people refer to this as being a kangaroo court, I can't help him. I can't help him. The motivations for amending the Code of Criminal Procedure that I thought was good in the first instance, if you had reasoned thinking going on by judges, you know, it shouldn't have had to been amended. But it's amazing how we have to protect ourselves from the incompetence of people that we elect to public office. And that's what's going on here. We're having to protect ourselves from the incompetence of the people that we elect to public office. Plain and simple. So Judge Roche opened court, and he's in the court. And I guess there is a special guest list that maybe somebody should ask him about as to how you get in there, because the assistant district attorney of the recused office, according to the minutes, is present for the return of this indictment. And that shouldn't happen. That office is recused. And the people, the most important folks who should have been in there were obviously members of the media, right? Nothing better than transparency. And, of course, maybe even members of the defense team. Instead of handcuffing members of the media and shooing away everybody else, they didn't get on the special list. That is a discretion that this judge does not have. This is a complete breakdown in common sense. We don't care. We don't care. We've been elected to judge. We're the center of the universe now. In fact, we believe that we become smarter than everybody else the moment in time that we remove our hand from the Bible and having taken that oath. But we all know better, don't we? And maybe, just maybe, at some point in time, and I'll call them out. I've called them out before. The Louisiana Supreme Court, the Bar Association, and others. Everybody should be collectively and collaboratively working together to ensure that these judges go to some kind of judicial college to make sure that it is a must, it is a shall, not a may, before they take the bench. That maybe they should shadow another judge for a period of time before they take the bench to gain a better understanding of being on that side of the issue as opposed to the other side, either as a prosecutor and or a criminal defense or civil lawyer. It seems to me it's fast becoming absolutely necessary. A judicial internship program. Because as I said before, it doesn't take a third-year law student to figure out what's going on here, and that we're referring to people, allowing people in, doing this, doing that. How is it? I mean, this is really mind-boggling to me. How is it here in 2026 that we have this huge difference of opinion between Judge Roche and a lot of other retired judges and judges about what open court means? Obviously, the Supreme Court has an idea as to what open court means, because that's why they, one of the reasons they said they issued the stay. How is that? How can it be that in 2026 we have not have resolved what open court is? Or if it is resolved, what is a disciplinary action that happens to Judge Leon Roschak? Again, is it simply that we have to rely on the general public to turn out an election and vote someone else? I hope that is not the only solution here. There should be a professional standard that is upheld to protect us from them. Them being folks that just don't get it, don't understand it, have this cavalier attitude. Special prosecutor? You would be perfect for this job, Lori White, as you're defending and appearing in criminal district court in the month of June. Violation of Article 5 of the Constitution. Turns out, according to her Bar Association applications and membership, she lives in Folsom. The DA has to live in the city of New Orleans. That's a difficult concept to grasp, right? Really hard. Doesn't take much due diligence to do that at all, right? You got to figure out what the qualifications are for a DA. You're not an assistant DA. You are the DA. You stand in the shoes of the DA. Now, if I'm standing in the shoes of the DA, and I know that the DA has been recused, when I walk into court and I see members of the district attorney's office present for the return of the grand jury indictment, what do you think would be the smart thing to do? Would be to notify the court that it's probably not a good thing to have a member of the district attorney's office in, especially with the doors closed to everybody else. And everyone's wondering why the Louisiana Supreme Court took this extraordinary, very fast position. Well, we shouldn't be questioning that at all. In fact, to the contrary, we should say that the Louisiana Supreme Court's not doing enough. This is like one mistake after the next, after the next, after the next that's being revealed here as to what's going on. Now, let me say this about this general proposition as it relates to the state and the city. So I started talking to some folks about, you know, what's going on in the bond commission, and I've been hearing for a while that there was going to be some precautionary provisions, if anything was going to be approved for the city of New Orleans as it related to getting bond commission approval, all of which would not be extraordinary, quite frankly. Not extraordinary at all because of the terms and conditions of this loan. Now, it may be something that folks don't like, but I don't find it to be extraordinary. Now, there may be differences of opinion as to whether or not that should be the happenstance. But if anybody believes that elections don't have consequences, if anybody believes that, for example, Governor John Bel Edwards vetoed money gone to Republican districts during his 8 years, you don't understand the process. Now, I will say this, knowing what I know about the character of Governor Edwards, I don't think he was comfortable. I don't think he liked it. But the political reality is, and I'm sure someone has compiled a list, of all of the Republican projects and asks over an 8-year term that were vetoed, that came out of a Republican-controlled legislature, right? And if anybody believes for a moment that that didn't happen, you just simply don't understand politics. So this notion of people trying to stand on the moral high ground here is poppycock. And let's get real as it relates to this about elections have consequences. Now, I can totally understand why members, elected members in New Orleans are upset about it. The same way that Republican elected officials were upset about it during the 8 years of Governor John Bel Edwards. It's the way it works. But don't come with this high and mighty attitude right now and thinking that you're on the moral high ground. Give me a break. We'll be right back.